There are several agricultural issues currently on the agenda at the Capitol.
But we've got a Congress that's got to act.
That's Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack referring to the Farm Bill and the fact that
we in agriculture need comprehensive immigration reform.
As Vilsack notes that agriculture has suffered due to the ongoing immigration issue, as he points to one recent study done in Georgia.
They determined they lost about $320 million of agricultural productivity and income because they didn't have sufficient workers to work in the fields. They felt that it probably cost their state somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 jobs. That's one state. Start multiplying that by 50 states, you got a serious impact on agriculture.
And Vilsack says the numbers and statistics continue to add up.
Tom Nassif of the Western Growers has told me that 80,000 acres of fruit and vegetable production has migrated to another country from the United States because of this issue.
All reasons why, Vilsack says that it's essential to pass immigration reform.
Giving agriculture a stable workforce and complementing it with a guest worker system that is less bureaucratic, less cumbersome, and is administered by the USDA is part of its comprehensive immigration reform bill, which will also provide an assurance that there will always be sufficient folks to work on our fields, in our ranches, on our farms.
Of course, that bill is currently in the Senate. The House has yet to take up the issue. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.